That's right, that's right. This your boy Cat Daddy, man. We live on the air. You already know what it is, man. A good show plan for the night. This your boy Cat Daddy, so you might as well tune in. And it's that Wednesday night. Co-host will be here real shortly. Hey, we got some great artists coming through, and I got some new music. Got a banging new tracks from Jay Hill. That track go hard from Jay Hill. And we got, what it do, Young Drill. Yeah, Young Drill, he coming through. And we got some Boss Hall NT, what it do. Y'all know y'all out there listening. We got one of they banging artists coming through here tonight. So you might well go ahead, stay tuned. She about to get to some of this good ass music. And then she, you know what it is, man. Get at your boy 347-945-7629. You already know what it is. This your boy. What it do, Fat Daddy? Shouts out to Fat Daddy. Hey, we got a new joint on here tonight. I'm telling you, you're going to be hearing about this joint real soon. It is certified joint by Jay Hill. Hey, it's a certified banger as soon as I You know, your boy Cat Daddy over here turned the hell off. So, you know what it is. What it do? What it do? What it do? Okay, I'm gonna get right back to them. Hey, what it do? Gonna get right back to them. Like I was saying, this next track I'm about to play is a certified banger. What it do? Yeah, the call drop. As we get right tonight, though, you should stay tuned. Cause what it do? It's my co-host walking in now. What it do?
What's happening with you, man?
What's happening with you?
Man, turned all the way up, man. Shout out to the Carolinas. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us right now on Underground Talk Radio. Cat Daddy Marshall, co-host DJ Casper Banks. Man, you know how we get down all around the world.
All the way around the world. All the way around the world. Yeah, I was letting them know about what we got going on tonight. Hey, we got some fire coming to them tonight, don't we?
Yes, sir, man, all the way from the Carolinas down to Virginia, man. Shout out to all of them, man. Shout out to the entire North Carolina. Shout out to South Carolina. Matter of fact, the entire East Coast, because I'm about to shout out Virginia, too, man. Richmond, Virginia, y'all stand up. Man, they always turned up. Two turned up promotions, man. Shout out to them as well.
Hey, yeah, they always turned up. They always got something going. They always got something going, doing it real big.
Straight up, man. Well, salute to you, Cat Daddy, because you always got something major going on yourself, man.
Yeah, I try to keep something major going on.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, you definitely get my respect, man. See, I keep something going on myself. Matter of fact, man, to the world, I got to salute everybody and tell y'all how much I appreciate y'all for rocking with your boy on this coast-to-coast mixtapes movement. 24-hour service. Make sure y'all get at me. 317-529-1309. It's always going down.
Okay, it's always going down for sure. For sure, and then I can't wait till that part 3 about to come out. It's about to be crazy.
Man, yeah. Music's Most Wanted Volume 3 is definitely on the way. As a matter of fact, little do you know, so is Volume 4.
Okay, so you going to drop them back to back?
Nah, I wouldn't say all that, man, but I definitely got to shout out my man B Sheets down there in the Florida area. He representing. I got to shout out my man Artistic, you know, Naptown to Texas. And man, it's big, man. Everything we do, man, big, man. Hey, I'm appreciative, though, man, because, you know, I work with artists all over the world, Cat Daddy, man. I got mad love for each and every one of them. So I got to let the world know. If you've got an artist in your life that you care about, you see them grinding, you know they got the talent to make it, you definitely need to introduce them to my man, Cat Daddy, and Underground Talk Radio, as well as your boy, DJ Casper Banks, and Coast to Coast Mixtapes, because, you know, we definitely treat our artists very well.
For sure, we damn sure do. And, hey, Young Drill, where else you gonna go and get treated like the way we treat you?
Straight up. You know, it ain't nothing but love, man. You know, straight up. You know, it's easy to do that. It's easy to treat people the right way when you're doing it for the right reason. You know, it's not all about money. You know, money is the least important part of any conversation that we are having when it comes to your music career, you know what I'm saying? So before you get to thinking about how much is it going to cost, before you even ask how much is anything going to cost, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, let us know what you got going on, because it might be a help us situation.
Yeah, well, you know, the way that I work myself, man, personally, it is I don't want nothing back in return. You know, I'm just grinding. You know, I love what I do, so it comes easy. It's natural. But hey, you know, if we can help each other, hey, let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, let's do it.
Yeah, straight up, man. Hey, as a matter of fact, man, I know we got Florida tuned in as well. Shout out to all of y'all. Got to shout out Australia, Fatty Magic, Morris Gang. They still doing their thing. Shout out to Mo Crane. He just dropped that collaboration with Fatty Magic, actually. And, you know, for those of you don't know, Fatty Magic actually stopped through with us on the last international interview that Cat Daddy had on Underground Talk Radio with DJ Casper Banks.
For sure.
If you haven't heard it already, go check it out. We got the Bahamas on there, too. Shout out to the Bahamas. The Bahamas might even be tuned in, because you know what? We got a lot of people that we rock with out in the Bahamas. Salute to every last one of them. Man, I can get to naming off artists and countries and all of that, but I got mad love for the entire world that's tuned in with us right now.
For sure. Hey, speaking of Fatty Magic, hey, we about to play one of these joints. Let them get a taste of what they missed, what they need to go check out if they missed it.
Oh, yeah, that Australian music.
Hey, that Australia music. This that anthem right there, the Moore's Gang anthem.
Let's get it.
I said bounce. We about to celebrate a bit. Push the drama to the side, let the alcohol drip. Fresh white Nikes, blue jeans, fitted cap. New order from Dr. J, I just caught that swag. First rule of the street is stay fly, looking fresh. New kicks on my feet, pay attention, young fella. I'ma school you youngins, cause every time I step out, I got your girlfriend buzzing. Yeah, and you ain't saying nothing, cousin. Disappointed on your trend, I see you bluffing, cousin. Ain't really into bright ass features, but I try new things, never follow the leader. Morph Gang here, respect across the nation. We've been patiently waiting, now we're done with the racing. Cruising on past with my foot on the gas, and styles in the back with the beers and the fitting bag. Perch City, make way for a titan, bit of dirt on me. I still shine like that diamond. Critics been silent, they stand in amazement, cause they realize I'm hot like the blunt of rose blazing. Morph Gang, get it, take a picture, write it down. Cause we take the game by storm, next stop, your town. So beware of the team, we run them up no matter what. So stand the fuck up, cause the name is what? Morph Gang, bitch, fresh and shit. Perch City rap, watch the swag drip.
Morph Gang,
bitch, don't grab a pin. Cause it's Morph Gang, bitch, till I say it again. Morph Gang, bitch, fresh and shit. Perch City rap, watch the swag drip.
Morph Gang,
bitch, don't grab a pin. Cause it's Morph Gang, bitch, let me say it again. Swag.
World of the glassy pipe. Magic on the mic, all magic in your life. Jumping on stage, watch the ground ignite in flames. Burn this motherfucker down. Turn the metal on the mic, everybody get down. Murderous rhymes, running this game like I'm running out of time. Morph Gang, oh, magic, oh. Got ladies with hard heads digging for gold. Sensitive subject, yeah, I'm fucking silly. Never liked us before. I thought we started rapping on another level. Are you ready to see sound and terrible like Muriel? The Morph Gang anthem at your fucking funeral. It's back on site, yo. Psycho like Michael, strangle microphone. Call me a stalker, never leave this game alone. Papa runs the code, follow me. They promise success, won't come to me. Well, fuck it, I'm hungry, put it on the plate and feed me. Still rapping Southside, showing no fear. Morph Gang, bitch, yeah, we already here.
Morph Gang, bitch, fresh and shit. Perch City rap, watch the swag drip.
Morph Gang,
bitch, don't grab a pin. Cause it's Morph Gang, bitch, till I say it again. Morph Gang, bitch, fresh and shit. Perch City rap, watch the swag drip. Bitch, don't grab a pen, cause it's Morph Gang, bitch, let me say it again.
Fresh kicks, throw back, skinny jeans, setbacks, fitted on, rocking in false ones. 16 come natural, Morph Gang compatible with Morph and Fatty Magic on my side, on my lateral. I'm a savage, I'm an animal, fuck Lester, I'm a handable. I eat the beat like a cannibal, like Tyrannosaurus Rex, they extinct like my ex, try to come back like a tick, swag too fresh and tight. Fresh like swag, take a look at my teeth. I don't need to brag. Fatty Magic
getting a pussy with it in Poseidon. Remorse, ripping it up, home and beat like a titan. Morse gang in the light, watch our swag ignite. We headed for the top, for them bragging rights. Lyrics like a scenery, take your breath away. Chronic kush like a greenery. Yeah, it's enticed, unleashed, animated character like the beauty of the beast. Sinking motherfuckers like the Titanic, wreaking havoc. Splitting fireballs like a semi-automatic. Morse gang had to do with mass level flavor. Keeping it fluid, inflicting pain like major. Morse gang, bitch, now say it again. Going to the top, girls, tell your friends, yeah.
Morse gang, bitch, fresh new shit. Perth City rap, watch the swag drip.
Morse gang,
bitch, go grab a pin. Cause it's Morse gang, bitch, till I say it again. Morse gang, bitch, fresh new shit. Perth City rap, watch the swag drip.
Morse gang,
bitch, go grab a pin. Cause it's Morse gang, bitch, let me say it again.
It's the Morse gang right there. If you missed that international interview, you need to go check that out. That international interview went down. Hey, it was one of the classic. Hey, that interview was one of the classic. One of the best interviews. They got a whole lot going on over there, too, in Australia. So, shouts out to the Morse gang. I know they listening. Hey, I still be talking to them. So, hey, you want to collaborate with them, go ahead. Go check them out, Morse Gang. They somewhere where their music can be found anywhere. So, you gonna wanna go check that out. Hey, that was a certified banger. Shouts out to the Bahamas, too, because the Bahamas is on now. Hey, they did their thing. Hey, what it do? Jay Hill, this that new track, this certified track that I was looking for earlier. You already know what it is. This your boy with co-host DJ Casper Banks.
If you didn't know, bitch, you're certified. Now, every certified. Time you see me, you can see it in my eyes. Please don't chill. Chain on slide. Got my back, girl. Sitting on my side. If you didn't know, bitch, you're certified. Every time you see me, you can see it in my eyes. Please don't chill. Chain on slide. Got my back, girl, sitting on my side.
From the way I walk to the way I talk, bitch, I'm certified. Got money in my pocket, but the pain in my eyes. On my grind every day, boy, I gotta get it. All I see is pussy, so I fuck my competition. On a chill in the hand, I think I can touch the stars. Break down all my problems, roll them up in the cigar. You think I'm bitch made, then all I say.
Polo in the cleaner, break bread with my youngin'.
see me,
hey,
you see it in my eyes.
In my eyes.
Don't chill,
chill.
Just lean on the side. Got my back, girl,
hey,
sitting on the side.
On my side.
If you didn't know,
no,
bitch, I'm certified. Every time you see me,
hey,
you can see it in my eyes.
In my eyes.
Don't chill,
chill.
Just lean on the side.
Got
my back, girl,
hey,
sitting
on
the side.
That's what we ride back on the air. Hey, that's that certified track.
Yeah, my man was definitely getting it on that right there, man. Had a little singing and everything going on with that one.
Yeah, he had the whole 9 yards. Shouts out to Jay Hill. Just got that in today.
Yeah, nice track, Jay Hill. You definitely need to holler at your boy. Hey, DJ Cash from Binks, I'm going to tell you why. Because anybody that my man Cat Daddy rock with, you know your boy DJ Casper Banks is behind him too.
For sure, yeah. So you definitely need to get at DJ Casper Banks. And the same as Flip Fly. You rocking with DJ Casper Banks, you know Cat Daddy gonna rock with you.
Hey, man, I don't never question your judgment, Cat Daddy. I tell you what, though, man. I think we need to go through and shout out a couple people, man. First off, I know I got to shout out my man over there at Pinpoint Design. He be putting me up on a lot of game, man, about business. And, you know, get at him for all of your graphic design needs. My man, he's real cold with it, you know what I'm saying? He deal with a whole lot of good projects, you know what I'm saying? He can definitely get that vision that you got in your head out into a design for you. He also does logos. Shout out to Chantel. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
Man, I definitely got to shout out DJ Keisha, shout out to Honey Dip, my dog Maserati Mac, Mona Carr, Bishop, definitely got to salute him.
Can't forget about David Champion,
you know,
Mr. Madoff.
Yeah.
The whole VOS game, bang.
Straight up, you know what I'm saying, Maserati Mac all day, man, you know my man. Matter of fact, Maserati Mac just dropped a new mixtape, man. I think that thing gonna be blazing. I ain't had a chance to check it out yet.
Oh yeah, I already got my copy. It's off the chain.
I already know, man. Check out Maserati Mac and the whole entire VOS gang bang. My man David Champion and Mr. Madoff, all on Music's Most Wanted Volume 2. They went in on that thing, man.
Yeah.
Nino Brown, man. You know how Nino Brown get down. There ain't no question about it, man.
Ain't no question about that Nino Brown. Yeah, that Nino Brown walk. I had a show one time, got that song got with Christian 4 times back to back.
Yeah. On that Music's Most Wanted, man, he's getting a ton of great feedback on that track right there. I told David Champion, man, we're going to get that track turned up real big for the summer.
Yeah, that need to be a summer after right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm already got it in rotation. Every time I put it in, it's summertime. Let's get it.
Just get it. Hey, y'all need to go check that out. That Nino Brown, where it's at. I love that Nino Brown.
For my
fact, we about to get to that Nino Brown right now.
Yeah, turn him up.
Let's get it.
Bitch, I'm Nino Brown. My rap will make it quarter. We keep the best, yeah. Them fiends keep coming. That money keep flowing. That 40 keep busting. What you think I'm playing? Ripping my feet for nines. Tonight I love, yeah. We gotta eat something. So I'ma do these numbers. Weapons robbing the hustling. Get down and lay down. That's how I'm coming, buzzing. And I'm a brother's keeper.
No,
I lay in that dirt.
No,
sit your boys in the streets.
Look how they
on the
turf.
I'm from a different club. I'm from a dying breed. All I know is money, gun holes and weed.
I'm paranoid.
Everybody know me. stay on deck. Pay homage, homie. This for my real nigga.
Turned up promotions.
For sure, for sure.
You know, you got any shows besides in on VA line, though?
Not at the moment, but you can catch me really performing, putting on, you know, at our establishment every week.
Okay, for sure, for sure. And on your mixtape, all your mixtapes on That Pimp, they can find all your mixtapes and stuff on That Pimp, too.
Yeah, you can check out That Pacino wherever you really want to hear a little sample. I got the sampler mixtape out right now. That's just a little sample of how I'm coming, you know? We're doing it way bigger this time.
How many tracks you got on that thing?
It's just 11. Just 11 tracks. Most, the tracks that's on there, it's not really a guarantee that all of them going to be on Pacino World, the official mixtape, but it's just something for the people. Let the people get a little sample.
Okay. So how long have you been an artist, Pacino Don Dada?
I've been an artist taking music seriously, you know, for about 3 years now. I've been rapping my whole life, though.
Okay. So why is it that you want to record and release your own music to the world?
It's just my passion. You know, coming up, I really was influenced by the music. You know what I'm saying? Not really having a father, anybody to really show me what it is to be a man. All I had was the music. So I feel like now that I'm older, I want to do the same thing for the youngest who was in my position right now.
Okay, we'll talk. Now, what's your plans with the music?
You say, what's my plans?
Yeah.
Personally, I just feel like my whole city, we just underrated. Like, we just underdogs in the game. So I just want to turn up, put my city on, and bring that real back to music, man. Because right now, what's out there really don't even, you know what I mean? It don't even put on for me. All I listen to is our music right now. A few other people, too, though. But I just want to bring that real back to the music.
So how did you get connected with Block Hog ENT?
Man, Block Hog been putting on for local artists for years, man. He had his showcase going on. I came in the showcase, really just met up with him. He just took me under his wing because he seen, you know, I was hungry. He groomed me to be an artist, you know. At first, I was just a little young street dude from around the way, you know what I mean? But he put me up on business, you know what I mean? And that's just what it is, two turned up promotions.
For sure, for sure. That's real talk. Hey, Boss Hall doing his thing.
Salute to Big Bro, you know what I mean?
Salute.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Mem 10's definitely always rocking with something, man. My man, he's full of ideas, full of innovation. He's not trying to break nobody down. He's trying to lift people up. And that's what it's all about in this game. You know, a lot of people that are in a position to help somebody would rather hold all of the opportunity to themselves instead of giving it to people. But that's why I rock with Mel 10, because he's not like that. So with your music, who influences you in your music?
It started off with Pac. He was my biggest influence.
What?
You know, coming up. And then as I got older, I really got that down south influence too, like New Orleans, you know, Cash Money, all that. But my main influences was like Pop, Boosie, and Memph 10, to be real. Memph 10 influenced me the most right now. I can listen to his music from 10 years ago, you know, and to me, it's the hardest stuff on the street right now.
For sure. Hey, that's real talk. That's real talk. Hey, Memph 10 do go hard. Everything out here, I ain't heard nothing from Mem 10 I don't like.
Yeah, actually, you know, lately that Go and Get It has been my theme music. But as far as you, Pacino Don Dada, so you say that you want to create your music for the children that were like you growing up. So what?
Yeah, in the struggle.
All right, I understand that. So what is it that your music is about? To the person that has never heard anything from Pacino Don Dada, what would you tell them about your music?
I could tell them, I mean, I'm real versatile. I can hit you with that street music, them street anthems, or I can just come at the latest real quick, or I can give you some real strong, heartfelt music, too. You know what I mean? I got club music also. It's all kinds. I just give you a variety because I'm a true artist, not just somebody rapping. You know what I mean?
For sure. So, hey, you can, that's what you got to give them. You got to change up the game. You can't just do one thing. You got to change up with the game. So I'm glad you said that because a lot of artists just try to be one-dimensional. When the game changed up, they can't do nothing. Now, how important is it for you to keep doing your thing, but stay ahead of the curve?
Real talk.
Yeah, but like my man Cat Daddy said, I don't think you caught that. Yeah. How important is it for you as an artist to stay ahead of that curve?
Oh, it's very important to me because, you know, that one single, how you hot right now, nobody know who you is the next, you know what I mean? The game just like that. You got to just stay on and keep producing, keep being creative. And that's just what I try to do.
Okay.
Trendsetter. You
got to
be a trendsetter.
We online right now with Pacino Don Dotto. Hey, we about
B-O-C-M.
To, hey, we about to get to this main man track, and we going to get right back to you.
Already.
You want to throw to it, my nigga?
Yeah, I could do that. You ready to check out one of my main singles, B-O-C-M, Made Man. B-O-C-M stand for Breaking Up the City Mafia. You know what I'm saying? And I'm Don Dotto, Pacino.
Let's get it.
Check me out now, nigga, I'm a fool with breaking up the
certified mango white dog.
Yes, sir. Patino Don Dada. Live out of the Carolinas right now. Underground Talk Radio with Cat Daddy and your boy, DJ Casper Banks. Man, Underground Talk Radio always got some hot artists coming through here.
Always. We on tonight with Patino Don Dada.
Yes, sir.
Coming straight from VA.
Mm-hmm. 804 stand up.
Yeah. Hey, so Patino Don Dada, what's it like turning up in the studio with you?
I mean, for me, I just love the studio, man. I need to be in there. I need to sleep in there. That's just my work ethic. I just write music, you know, and just turn up in the studio. You're going to have fun. It depends on really what track I'm doing, but I'm focused in the studio.
Yeah, so I mean, like, when you step in there, what's the first thing that happens when you step into the studio?
When I step in the studio, I speak, make sure my voice clear, you know, make sure the beat right, and I just drop it.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, do you write all your you write all your music, or some of it be freestyle?
Yeah.
You write everything out?
Like all my music, yeah.
Okay, for sure, for sure. How important is it for you for literacy in your music?
I didn't get that. What'd you say?
I said, how important is it for you to have literacy in your music?
Oh, it's very important because I don't want to be one of these, you know, nursery rhyme rappers. I don't even... I hate that the game like that right now, you know what I mean? I just try to bring the truest, realest lyrics without being out of character, you know, without selling nobody no dreams. I just try to bring the real.
For sure, that's real talk. Hey, you can't be no nurse around rapper. Hey, for all your life, think you're going to get paid.
Hey, so what area are you representing?
You said what area?
Yeah.
I'm representing the whole 804 area, Richmond stand up. I'm an East End rider, you know what I mean? Shout out to the North, too. But we breaking out the city mafia. We represent the city.
You know what, man? The funny thing about it, man, is, you know, the United States is broke up into these coasts. You got the East Coast, you got the West Coast, you got the South Coast. All right? So the funny thing about it is, man, you know, like when you up north, the further up north on the East Coast you are, you know, as you go down, it's like the East Coast becomes more southern.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about what it's like being in Richmond, Virginia, man. What's the day like day started, man? I mean, from what you see to, you know, to walking out the door, what it feel like? I mean, how's Richmond, Virginia?
Richmond, Virginia is straight gutter. You know, the history books, the book will tell you, like, you know, it's very historic and all that, people living good, but I'm from the bottom. You know, I'm from the gutter where everything started. You look in them history books, they talk about slavery, all that. They talking about where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? That's why we breaking out the city, because we trying to break out that whole trap. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's real like that.
That's real talk. Hey, yeah, they'll paint a picture, but the real picture ain't always the picture they paint.
Nah.
And the trap is real. Now, how do you put a lot of in your music? You put a lot of music on about the trap in your music, or you try to stay away from it?
I used to keep it 100. I used to, you know, but. Yeah. I just sort of evolved as an artist. I'm 23 right now. I just faded away from really rapping about the trap because me personally, I feel like if I really get in detail, I just seen Boosie go to jail, you know what I'm saying, really holding that trap shit down. I done seen Big get it, you know, and them was big dogs in the city. Get tore off, you know what I'm saying, and I ain't trying to go that route, you know what I mean? So I really shied away from the trap. And if I'm really speaking on the trap, it's on some, you know, my history.
Okay, for sure, for sure. That's real talk. I'm glad you said it, because niggas do get fucked up trying to be about the trap.
Yeah. Niggas, they go try to go so hard, they just telling on themselves.
Hey, get indicted. Like I done said before on here, you gonna fuck around, get your ass indicted over a bag of weed.
I'm from the Commonwealth where they do that. They really do that, and they've been doing that. And I can't, I gotta put the city on. I can't be another one. I can't be another one they hollering about free. You know what I mean? Like free Pacino Don Dollar. Nah, man. I can't go that route.
For sure, for sure. Hey, you sure they bring the 804 in here tonight. And they damn sure wanna talk to you. So we about to see what it do. 804, what it do. Hey, you on the phone with Cat Daddy, Gino Dunn Daughter, and DJ Castle Gang.
Yes, sir.
Man, what it do, man? You already know, two turned up promotion CEO, Memph 10, Big Dog, and the motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Memph 10, what it do?
Man, you know, I got to give a big salute to my young dude, you know what I'm saying? He holding it down for the squad and everything y'all asking him. The man speaking that real, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's real out here. We putting on for the city. Like, we at a point in all of our careers, like you said, we know what it been through in our city, so we trying to show the world we bringing our city together. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people look at the Richmond artists and was like, can't none of them come together and do nothing. So it's like, we showed the city what we do now, we showing the world. And it's just like, this is how we doing it. You know what I'm saying? Straight to the point like that.
Hey,
so you know what?
I got to know this, man. So... You know, since we got you on here to the world of Smith 10 right here, man, hey, two turned up. But anyways, man, so if you were to say, if there was one thing about Pacino Don Dada that you want the world to know, what would that be?
Man, Pacino, the one thing I want to know, like, as far as the people that might know the history of Memph 10, is like, if you could look at the history of Memph 10, you could see why I put a lot of trust into Pacino, and I'm trying to get him to learn the steps of the industry, because I used to be like a Pacino when I was 23, young, running the streets, the one behind the scenes with all the money, but nobody really paid attention to, because I was so caught up in the streets, not worrying about what my image was looking like, not worrying about what people thought about me. But my music was always real. And now it's just like I'm trying to break it to the point like, bro, you got to step up on this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now your face is out there and people are going to look at you like, okay, who is this person? And you don't want to fall victim to 5-10 years from the road up from now, like you be 28, 29, 30 like me, and it's just like, damn, I could have did all this shit 5 years ago, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, basically, you look at the history of Memph 10 and see the level I'm at right now, I guarantee you, you know what I'm saying, my young squad, they're going to be putting my daughter on, you know what I'm saying? My daughter going to be like, Uncle Pacino, I need to get down like 10 two-thumbs up promotion shirts for me and all my girls, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like that's how I'm putting my niggas on so they can all take care of our family, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
That's real talk. That's real talk. Now, Pacino, did you find Pacino or Pacino found you?
Man, honestly, like, shit, they, like you said, the whole squad, they came through to the showcases, and basically last year, and I want to say we started the showcase last year, well, not last year, 2011, we started the showcase, and they came in there, and they won the jank, and from them doing the little single they had back then, it was Riding Low. They had a Riding Low single, they had a Charter Session Love Me single, and it was just like, with them two songs, I started fucking with them. And then I was just like, bro, just watching their character, their drive, they kept coming to the showcase each week. You know what I'm saying? They got like 30 little young niggas to be running up under them. All of them got BOCM tatted all over them. So I'm like, man, bro, these little young dudes got their movement. And it's just like, he was the one, I'd be like, he'd be in the cut. You know what I'm saying? He'd get on the stage and all of them might be hyped with their music, but bro, I'll speak that real shit. And it's just like, I'm like, there's something about him, you know what I'm saying? He don't stand out with all the energy like them, but he got a message behind everything he say. So it's just like, I just told him, you know what I'm saying, just work with him. And from there, it's just like within 2011 to here to 2013, brother in progress the whole lot. I don't watch him go to Philadelphia, do things, go to New Jersey, did a few videos with the producers up there. He done traveled. We did a little two-turned-up promo tour last year. So he went out there, grinded all his little mixtapes. It's just like, bro, been grinding. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I feel like the longer I keep him around and show him the business, he going to get greater, you know what I'm saying?
And that's most definite, man. So what's the difference, and either one of you guys can answer this, Mef 10 or Pacino Don Dada, but what's the difference between Block Hog and BOCM?
You want to get that big bro? You go ahead and tell him, and then I'll break it down, because, you know, we just sit to talk about this every day, all day, you know what I'm saying? So I let you tell him.
Well, with me, the difference between BOCM and Block Hog, I want to say just the generational difference, because, you know, Memphis is a little older than us, but everything we doing now, Memphis already did. Everything we represent, Memphis represent. You know, he just a little older, wiser, you know, and he got really more resources. That's why he really focused on putting us on. And I'm just, I can't really say it's really a main difference because we just family, you know what I mean? I really look up to bro like he my big brother, and we just one big movement.
For sure.
All right.
Okay, man, Tense, you said you was going to chime in. What would you say to that?
All right.
Hey, let me ask you one more time before you get started, man. What's the difference between Block Hog and BOCM?
All right, the difference between Block Hog and BOCM. When I started Block Hog as CEO, you know what I'm saying, I didn't have a whole squad of my people with me because I started my squad in a whole nother state. So it's just like I came back to Richmond, Virginia, as like, bro, I know all my flapper hustling niggas in Memphis. So it's just like my family, my niggas that I grew up with in Richmond that knew me before I went to Memphis and came back, it was just like they weren't on the same music as Block Hog was. I grew up hearing Player Fly, Gangsta Black, A-Bar NJG, 3-6, Yo Gotti, just watching all them come up. But everybody in Richmond was still on that Cameron, Dipset, Beanie Siegel. And it's just like my brand when I came up here with Block Hog, I was so down south and funk. Everybody like, bro, you remind me of them 3-6 niggas, or you sound like a Lil John and them and Lil Scrappy, like you on that clunk shit. But they was on that North shit. But so, like you said, the generation time, my music, it was more different. I was always crunk. So it was just like, when I seen them, they remind me of that crunk mind frame. Money-wise, yeah, like you said, I grew up in a different time period where hustling, like, bro, the hustle connects and all that shit, our plug numbers were low. So all of us was young with money. So when I started my label, bro, I dropped, like, me being 18, dropping $2,500 to start my label, I felt like I was doing something. You know what I'm saying? Times now, like, I can't see no budget-wise. Well, I told them, like, bro, y'all got to get y'all budget together because there's too many of y'all not to have no money. You know what I'm saying? All my niggas that I started with, they doing dead numbers. They been locked up since goddamn 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, niggas getting killed. So here is now, 10 years later, bro, it's nobody left really but me and maybe 4 or 5 other niggas that started this shit. Compared to y'all right now, there's still 30 of y'all that's between 23 to 18. Y'all just doing dumb shit right now and just running the streets instead of focusing on y'all music. And you don't want to get to the point of my age where the one of y'all that's really serious is dead or in jail. And then there's just 2-3 of y'all left that's serious. So that's why I try to basically, that's the difference. It's a lot of them that's hungry right now, but all of them don't really take it as serious. And I hope that, you know what I'm saying, they'll start taking the business more serious instead of goddamn running the streets their whole life. Because, bro, that's a lot of good talent they got. I hate to see go to waste.
Straight up. Now, let me ask you this, man. Now, as far as you, Mef 10, are you BOCM or are you just Block Hog?
I mean, me, I'm Block Hog Entertainment. You know, that's my label, and that's basically the Block Hog Entertainment is an entertainment label. Like, we are an entertainment incorporating company, and we deal with the artists, the graphic designs, everything like that. BOCM, they're their own label. Now, Two Turned Up Promotions is a promotion company built up under Block Hog Entertainment where I promote for different artists. Like, you got your Def Jam that's up under Universal, or, you know what I'm saying, you got your Warner Brothers and your Sony. You see what I'm saying? Like, Block Hog plays as the Sony and the Warner Brother and the Atlantic, the Universal, the type of distribution label for these independent labels. Where I got Flatfoot Hustlers, we got BOCM, we got OMG, we got Go Getter Gorillas, we got EMG, we got Self Made, like two turned up promotions. I promote, help promote for these different artists. My company help promote for them. So it's just like BOCM is their own label. They got their own CEO. They do their own thing. They got their own clothes. They got their studios. They got their producers. It's just I'm a distribution label that helps them when they need some extra funds or they need venues to perform at. It's just like I provide that resource for them as if Jeezy was to go to a Def Jam and be like, look, I need this extra bread so I could get CTE straight. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm their basic distribution label with Block Hawk.
I bet that up, man. Well, look, I definitely appreciate you, Cat Daddy. I know you appreciate that, man. But look, because, see, that needed to be clarified for, you know, the new followers of Block Hawk and BOCM because, you know, there is definitely a correlation. Man. But aside from that, man, Memph 10, we definitely appreciate you taking time to call in, time to get in, man. You know what I'm saying? And come through and support your artists, man. We definitely appreciate you. All that you do putting on this hot talent all around the globe.
All right.
All right, for sure.
So salute to all y'all. You know, like we said, man, we do this for all the independent artists worldwide, man. Don't never give up on your dream. Go and get it. You know what I'm saying? Hey. And if you got too much going on, at the end of the day, you can be a trick of all trades, but you got to learn to master one or two things. So don't get caught up in the industry trying to chase the lights like Alleyboy said, bro, because the lights will get you fucked up.
Hey, man, Tay, you just mentioned two of your songs in the same sentence.
Yeah, you know.
I'm glad you said that because we about to go to one of them now. Let's go and get it.
All right. Y'all salute, man.
Yeah,
hey,
we're going to be right back with you, Pacino,
Don,
Dada. We're going to get it in, man.
We're
coming right back.
All right.
Block Hog, ENT, Memph 10, you already know what it is.
Go and get it, go and get it.
Salute to all the independent artists out there.
Go and get it, go and get it.
Nigga told me, boy, if you want a deal, you got to go get it. So I told myself
to go and get it, go and get it.
Just sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal. I know that ain't going to happen.
I got to go and get it, go and get it.
Everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay to turn to
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I built up my network team, started traveling to different states and turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold down my kinfolk and put on for the ones that came for them. I'm gonna go get it, man. I started off the underdog. People say that I fell off. Now it's hard for them to catch me cause I'm always on the road. Blowing loud and linking up with folk like me that's too turned up. Networking and promoting from state to state, I be on it. Chasing paper, dodging haters, trying to get my foot in the door. So I can try to provide a better way of living for my folks. Tired of seeing my family struggle, tired of seeing my daughter crying. The same she wanted again, I can't afford right now, it's hard time. Ain't nobody helping out, but everybody hand out. Smiling at my face, but they be doubting me when I'm not around. Throwing thought all in the game, trying to fuck my name up. They used to be oh so cool with me, now some folks done changed up. I distance myself, I won't go let them bring me down. I told myself to not depend on no one else from here on out. Handle business like a boss, CEO of Block Hawk. Memph 10, I'ma get it in, anywhere I go.
To go and get it, go and get it.
Cause sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gonna happen.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay to turn to.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I built up my network team. Started traveling to different states and turned up my campaign.
Go and get it, go and get it.
I hold down my kinfolk and put on for the ones that came for them. I'm gonna get it, man.
I do this for the hustlers that's grinding, stay independent. And try not to let your personal life mix with your business. Watch out for friends that only come around for certain interests. To smoke your loud, drink your liquor, and fuck your bitches. Them niggas ain't real on the real, them niggas gon' bring you down. That's why a nigga like me say to myself, cause I don't trust nobody. And ain't nothing against nobody, but that's just the way I be feeling. Cause it was always the closest ones that fucked me over the most, you feel me? So excuse me if you feel that I am acting different. Cause I'm focused now and you niggas ain't really serious. I'm on my shit, like a newborn baby. Michael Phelps, my frame, I gotta be the greatest. Cause they don't talk about the runner-up and who remembers third place.
No one, no one.
And I bet you any amount of money, if I get a deal, a lot of niggas, they gon' hate on me.
Go and get it, go and get it.
Just sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gon' happen.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay two turns up.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I built up my network team, started traveling to different states and turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold down my kinfolk and put on for the ones that can't put them. I'm gonna go get it, man.
Started off a dream. I look like everything reality.
That lean
got me so low.
No more,
you know what I'm
saying? So we reading up with my perk connect. That lean got me so low.
I never thought that I'd be able to see some of the things I see.
We reading up with my perk.
Blessed to do the things I do.
Blessed to do what I do. Blessed to do what I do.
A lot of my niggas, you know what I'm saying? They can't see the shit like I do.
Too turned up, ENT, man. But right now, we rocking with BOCM. First off, on Underground Talk Radio with Cat Daddy and your boy DJ Cash for Banks. Catch me every Wednesday night with my man. Right now, we rocking with BOCM. We got
Pacino.
Listen to that. How much y'all on y'all? You on your star? You got in football light bulb on?
I ain't even get that. What you say?
I say, listen to that. Go and get it. How much on y'all on your star? You try to incorporate light bulb on?
Oh man, you say how much I'm trying to incorporate?
Oh yeah, incorporate your style of doing things light bulb on.
Oh, I mean. He just the model of every independent artist. He the voice of the independent right now. He not going to tell you nothing wrong. He not going to tax you. If you a hungry artist, he going to show you love like he showed me. So to all the people who look up to me, you know, like how I look up to him, I just show them that same love and get them that same opportunity that I was given. You know what I mean? And that's just how I'm rocking.
Most definitely. So far, what's been your biggest challenge for you or the group? BOCM.
My biggest challenge is just separating personal from business. You know, as an artist, like Mem said, people gonna look at you and your image and everything, just what you do. And I'm so busy, you know, I let what I go through personally affect business sometimes, and that's just something I need to work on. So that's really been my biggest challenge, just trying to separate personal from business, you know. As a group, I mean, just getting everybody on the same page. Some people who was there in the beginning, they just around for the limelight. They just want to shine. Some people hungry. And just getting everybody on the same page really been the biggest issue. But everything happened for a reason, and everybody really on the same page. Whoever grinding for BOCM, grinding. Everybody else is on the sideline.
So what are you doing to get your name out? The name Pacino Don Dada. What are you doing to get your name out as an artist right now?
What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get my name out there is produce the best music possible with the best quality and just really be a trendsetter and just really stand out from everybody else.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like your promotion, I mean, you know, what are you doing for your promotion? I mean, like, what kind of drive do you have involved within that?
Flyers and hitting the streets and putting it in people's hands, meeting people, you know?
For sure. Now, do you do collabos outside of your team, or you just keep it all?
Do a little bit of collabos, but nothing really outside the movement for real. I mean, the city really small, to be honest with you. And I mess with a lot of the OGs, the older dudes who been had their name out here. You know what I mean? I really try to mess with them and get that older following to really follow me, because most times people just look at us like we just some young dudes just rapping versus businessmen and independent artists.
Okay. So what kind of producers are you working with right now? Like that, the track that we listened to a little bit ago, man, I was definitely feeling that beat right there. So as far as your producers, who are you currently involved in and working with right now?
That particular track, BOC on May, man, that was produced by Pac-Man out of Green Muscle Entertainment. I got a couple tracks with Doom, a couple tracks with other local producers. Who I could throw out there? Oh, man, you got me right now. It's just a couple local producers, though, who hungry.
Straight up. Hey, that's what it's about, man. You know, you definitely have to be open to connect with other talent within your area. And with that being said, I got to shout out my city, 317 Indianapolis, Indiana. Salute to y'all. Right now, we on Underground Talk Radio, broadcasting live out of the Carolinas. Cat Daddy is your host with your boy co-host DJ Casper Banks. That's me. And right now, we in the building with BOCMs. I got to keep putting that out there, man. That's a real nifty name. Where did you come up with Don Dada?
Don Dada came later. That's just me growing up for real and just knowing my role and my position. When it comes to BOCM, I've been here since day one, you know, whatever I got to do. And really, I ain't the only one, because my CEO, BOCM Youngster, he been right by my side the whole time since day one. And he really put on. He more of the face right now, you know. I played behind the scenes role, because in the beginning, when we really stepped out there, I was injured. I was shot, you know what I'm saying? So I really focused on the business side and let him rock out. Now I'm stepping out as an artist.
For sure, we'll talk. Hey, we about to get to this trash joint, and then as soon as we get back, we're going to get to some of these calls, because you got the call lines full.
Shout out to all of you, man, everybody.
Already. Hey, this
trash.
This trash joint, man, what you got to say about this trash joint?
It's Pacino Sweat, like I'm saying, man, I really just let what I go through personally affect business, and it really just hold me back, I felt like. But on this particular track, it's just me introducing the world to Pacino. Everybody say, who is that? Who is Pacino? This track right here really just let you know me and how I'm rocking, a little bit of what I've been through. Just that Pacino Sweat, you know what I mean?
Just get it.
Already.
See y'all niggas looking, man. You already know what's up, man. When you see a real nigga motherfucker.
Salute.
Yeah.
Pacino Sweat.
Yeah.
I'm
playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'
the struggle and the pain. Pacino words.
Off
the they be like, how you come up with that name? I got a credit unchained. It was Alpha back in the day. Young nigga moving blade, but for rap I quit the game. After I lost third time, got shot and left the dead. My life ain't been the same, but I'm too rough. Back from the grave. From the bottom, you know how it feels, but that's a memory, so it is what it is. You better walk light and talk right, trying to copy this from a tattoo to my nose. Look at my haircut, you know, trendsetter, it ain't no folk.
Pacino World, swag off the chain.
Yeah.
They real talk. Now, hey, what possession to make a joint like that? Well, you go in the studio, swag off the chain.
Hey, yes, sir.
How that come about?
Man, just working on my new project, the Pacino World project. Like I said, it's bigger and better than any project we ever came out with, for real, because you know, we just raising the standards on this though, and that's where my mind was at, and that I just wanted to let the world know who I was. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, man. I heard that, back. Man. You had them hands in there, huh? You was hype on that track right there, huh?
That was Red Rum, the host of Pacino World. That was him.
You got him turned up. You know what I mean? So you did your job.
Yeah.
Then you had it turned up. That's what's up. That's real talk. Swag.
Shout out to my big brother, Memph 10, who executive produced Pacino World, hosted by Red Run.
About to hit the airlines real quick. 804-269, you live on the air. What it do?
Yo.
What it do?
What it do, Chino?
What's happening?
Hey, this that nigga Irk, man, a.k.a. Clientele. You know I got to show my niggas some love.
What's happening?
Chillin', man. I was trying to find that Chino World on that Pimp joint. It ain't showing up. You might got to re-download that joint, man. You know I fuck with the movement, so.
Yeah, already. I don't know. You the first one. That's the first time I heard that, so I got to check that out once this through.
Man, put that in his hands ASAP, Chino. Hey, but check this out, Colin. We definitely appreciate you taking time to call in. Now, is there a question that you would like to ask my man Pacino Don Donna? Why you on the line?
Yeah, any question you want
to
ask?
So, I know bruh's story. I'm just here to certify that bruh keeping the tree. I'm keeping the honey. So, it ain't even nothing I need to ask, bruh. I'm just here to show the love and show the support. How it's supposed to be done.
We definitely appreciate that, man. Shout out to everybody that support my man Pacino Don Dotto right now. You know, we definitely appreciate all of y'all calling in. Hopefully, we can get you on the line right now.
Yeah, hopefully we get you on the line, because the line's backed up. Hey, 512, what it do?
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Convict 512. What's good with Casper Beings and Cat Daddy Marsh?
What's up, man? What's good with you, man? Who this again?
DJ Convict 512, man.
What's good with you, man? We definitely salute you, man. You got a question for Pacino Don Dada?
I'm just showing in my respect, calling in, saying what's good, and keep up the good music. It's fly.
Hey, we appreciate that, man. To everybody that don't know, that's my man, DJ Convict, out of the 512. He's definitely turning up out there. You want to give him your Twitter or anything while you're on the line?
DJ Convict with a K, number two. That's my Twitter. All right.
Bet that up, man. Salute, man. We definitely appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you coming in. Make sure you share the show. Tell all your other people from Texas to call in. Tell them to get at us. We stay all the way.
Shout out to Texas, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah. All the way from the Carolinas down to Virginia over to Texas, man. You know, and up to Indiana. You know, Indianapolis, St. stand up. Everybody stand up. Shout out to the world that's tuned in right now. But DJ Convict, we definitely appreciate you, man.
Definitely appreciate you. 804 once again. We back to Wishman VA. What it do? You on the line? 269.
Yo.
What's going on?
Tell him, man, y'all still got me on the line. I didn't even know that I had the same number and stuff.
Oh, okay, okay. That was my fault. Sorry about that, man.
That's all good.
Salute, homie. We appreciate you still.
Yeah, we still appreciate you. 804-908, what it do? You live on the air.
Yo, yo, what's happening, man?
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, it's your boy, Bay Rolex Strolak, man, CEO of Gorilla Gang, man.
What's happening, bro?
You know what I mean? I had to call on here and salute to my big brother, Pacino, doing this thing, man. You already know he got a swag. He really do got a swag that nobody got, man. That's 100, man.
I check this out, man. Aside from him and his swag being all the way turned up, if there was one thing that you want the world to know about your man, Pacino Dondada, what would it be?
It would be his music is unique, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? He really make unique music to catch him out of ear, you feel me? Like, that's how I got on to him, man. We came in, I met him, and ever since then, we were rocking, man. He come to my studio and make good music every time.
For sure, that's real talk, man.
Yeah, most
shout
definitely.
Out to Gorilla Gang, man. That's my family, too. Two Turned Up Promotions.
Put your contact information out.
Hello? You said put that contact information out there before we let you go, man.
Oh, all right. My name is Bay Rolak, man. You can follow me on Twitter, Bay Strolak, BabyStrolak, on Facebook, Bay Rolak, go get him, man. I salute the BOCM. That's my family, man. Block Hog, me up 10, you know, Two Turned Up Promotions, man. It's a movement.
For sure, for sure.
Hey,
Cat
Daddy, they so... turned up, you know what I'm saying? They got me ready to jump in there with them. Shit, I'm too turned up, too. It's your boy, DJ Cash for Binks. I'm too turned up. Coast to Coast, Mixtape DJs. Cat, that's turned up, too, huh?
Yeah, they got me turned up. Hey, it's like a club in this motherfucker.
You know what, man? But see, that's what it's all about, man. It's all about that support, man. When you got support behind you, that bigs you up to a whole nother level. Shout out to all of the supporters. We definitely appreciate y'all. You know, man, keep on helping my mans out with that motivation. Keep me moving in the right direction. Pacino, you definitely got something good about yourself, man. I like your swag,
appreciate
the way
it.
You come across on the flows. You get your, you know, you get your point across, man. You know how to kind of touch on that storytelling aspect about your life to make people want to know what is it about him. You know, what is it? What was going on when he wrote that track? No, this track. So that's definitely what it do, man.
Yeah.
All right, it's a little big homie.
For sure, man. Appreciate you coming on here with us tonight, man. Come back anytime.
No.
Yeah, hey, before you get out of here, man, get that contact information one more time and make sure you also get them last shout outs.
All right, contact, you can reach me on Twitter at BOC Mafia TV. You can also follow the movement, all the videos on YouTube at BOC Mafia TV. You can follow me on Instagram, Pacino_Dondada, or you can add me on Facebook, LABOCM. This what I really want to say, though, too, though. If you're going to support me and support the movement and you got a Facebook, go on Facebook. Type in BOCM in the search and like our music page. Like, do that, 100. Like that Memph 10 Black Hog page, too. Two Turned Up Promotion. For our shout outs, though, you know, Big Bro, of course, just for being there, Memph 10. Salute to Two Turned Up Promotion. All the Safe House staff, we rocking every week. Gorilla Gang, shout out my brother, BOCM Youngster. Self-made, if I ain't said, you know, they're my big dogs, too. MTM, Coke.
What street is that on, man? Where y'all rocking at every week? Tell them what street it is.
1315 Hall Street, the safe house. You can't miss it. It's a big bird on the building. Big eagle.
Okay.
Yo, y'all said most definitely, man. Well, we most definitely appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for coming through tonight and showing the world what kind of talent is coming out of Richmond, Virginia. I support Richmond, Virginia. Cat Daddy He turned me on to Richmond, Virginia. So salute to you, Cat Daddy, because ever since you turned me on to that Meth 10 and that Block Hog movement, man, I've been rocking with y'all heavy, man. So we gonna keep on getting it, man. I'm gonna keep on supporting y'all. Cat Daddy, what you think, man?
Hey, I ain't going nowhere. I'm with y'all to the end.
Already.
Wheels fall off.
Already.
Yeah, shout out to BOCN. Shout out to Gorilla Gang. Shout out to Block Hog, ENT, Two Turned Up Promotions. All of y'all, man. 804, stand up. Mad love for y'all. Coast to Coast DJs, DJ Casper Banks.
Hey. I don't fuck with y'all. Cat that ain't messing with y'all. I'm with y'all till the wheels fall off. Wheels fall off. I might get out there like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, you ain't going to be the only one pushing, because best believe we going to push.
All right. Hey, man, appreciate you coming on, man. Come back anytime, man.
All right. Appreciate y'all, too. Much love, man.
Salute, fam. Definitely appreciate you, man.
All right.
B-O-C-M.
EOCM, Pacino Dunn, daughter.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I was definitely feeling my man's right there. That first track had my attention most definitely, man. I was loving the beat on that, the production on that. Plus, man, on top of that, man, he definitely knows how to get his point across with that pen and that pad.
Yeah, he definitely do. Hey, I love all his music. So, hey. He definitely know what he's doing. He doing it for Richmond, VA. Richmond got a whole lot of talent in there. Real talk.
Yeah, man, it's a lot coming off that East Coast, man. It's a lot coming from all over the world. But look, man, I had somebody tell me today, this is a compliment for the Carolinas. I promise you this. I had a very influential person tell me today, because they see how many people or how many artists that I rock with out of the Carolinas alone, and they like, wow, you get a lot of people out of the Carolinas that's, you know, putting on. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So then they even came to ask me, who is the powerhouse artist coming out of the Carolinas right now? So I definitely got to salute the Carolinas. That is a major compliment that you all have that type of talent, like that type of drive between every artist there to catch the attention of this person right here that I'm telling you about. It's not a play thing. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing. Unite, keep it moving. Let's work.
Let's work. Hey, and we got a hot Carolina artist coming back after we played his lad on track between O'Dunn daughter son us tonight. This hold it down joint. Then we got a hot artist out the Carolina on White Hill coming in next. So we're gonna tell y'all. It's Giddy Young Drill.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get it. He right here. But this that Hold It Down by Pacino Dunn daughter. If you're just not tuning in, and this going to tell you what you missed and what you need to go check out after this show.
Nigga, we turned up in this motherfucker. Pacino World, nigga. 804 in this motherfucker, stand up, nigga, yeah, in this bitch, stand up. 757, nigga, stand up. Nigga, 540, nigga, stand up.
Nigga, we turned up in this motherfucker. Nigga, we turned up in this motherfucker. Pacino World, nigga. 804 in this motherfucker, stand up, yeah, in this bitch, stand up. 757, nigga, stand up. Nigga, 540, nigga, stand up, nigga.
Hold it down for the team that I ride for. Got the fam first, stay ready if you want. Whoa, jump for this honor. Lloyd, all my brother. Hold it down for the team that I ride for.
Nigga, we turned up in this motherfucker.
Hold it down for the team that I ride for. Got the fam first, stay ready if you want. Whoa, jump for this honor. Lloyd, all my brother.
Nigga, we turned up
in this motherfucker. Hold it down for the team that I ride for.
Turn
it down for the team that I ride.
I ain't gotta say.
straight shit records, you know that. POC, I'm outlaw.
Nigga, we turned
that's
up.
That's the rap of you slow. That's your dough mat. Then ring the doorbell. Tell your mama, take a Kodak, cause her boy ain't coming back. But you know, the oldest out the camp, if it's on me to lay him down, in fact, not less than 100 rounds. BOCM of America. I'm a vet, so if they got me down in these streets, it is what it is. I felt how them shells burn, now I have no feel. Your heart turn cold when you getting dollar bills, cause they betray your boy, for real. Pussy can't take his charge, so he squeal. Man, I'm tired of this shit, but I can't sell my soul for a meal. Hoping God forgive me for all the dirt I done did. Look at here, fuck with my team, I send a matchup with 40s from Nickel 223. Shut down, kid.
Nigga, we turned up, motherfucker.
Hold it down.
Chino World.
804,
nigga, motherfucker. Stand up.
If you won't go down, hold it down. Lord, all my brothers. Hold it down for the team.
Nigga, we turned up, motherfucker.
Hold it down.
Chino World.
I never been always loyal to my rounds. Up before the sun, I never did to bring my time down. Take my charges like a man. I see you when I hit the land. Understand, most these niggas can't hold water, but they trying to live their life. Interrogation brings the force of consequences. You won't read it. Now you're ready to be a author, writing a novel on your niggas. That ain't what your mama told.
Nigga, we turn
I love my niggas. Send my niggas money order. They're on their court dates and staying in touch with their lawyers, checking on their daughters.
Yeah.
Making so they good. Yeah. Knowing all of my niggas, they can't enjoy fatherhood. But it's true, cause them crackers can't hold you forever. Eventually, the time passes, you'll get back to that shutter. Money to change out shit, though. So beware of them devils. Treat my niggas like my fam, so right or wrong, whatever.
Nigga, we turned
hold
up.
Down for the team that I ran.
Ain't no world, nigga.
Bam.
Stand up, the enemy, bitch, stand up.
Lord, all my brothers, hold it down for the team that I ride for. Hold it down for the team that I ride for. Bam, first, stay ready if you won't go. Just hold
it down.
Lord, all my brothers, hold it down for the team that I ride for.
Chino World, nigga. Chino World, yeah.
Shouts out to Pacino World.
Yes, sir.
He was doing his thing.
Yeah, he was turned up on that thing, man. Hey, I'm definitely feeling that one right there, man. Man, shout out to Richmond, Virginia, man. Whoever knew that they had such great talent. Black Hawg, ENT, BOCM, man, they putting on for the whole entire Richmond, Virginia, man. For real, man. I didn't know Virginia had music like that until I met them.
I ain't neither, but hey, shouts out to them. Hey, they keeping it well. Hey, first time I talked to Boss Hawg, hey, that was all she wrote. Now you see it.
Now you see
it. Young Drill, what it do? What it do, Young Drill?
What's happening, man?
What's happening, man?
I can't call it but the grind, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, same over here. Hey, before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for them.
Well, my contact info is you can go to my website, which is www.youngdrillofficial.com. You can go to Twitter, which is YUNG_DREAL. You can hit me on my Instagram, which is YUNG_DREAL. And we can work it just like that, homie.
For sure, for sure. Well, you need
straight
to get it straight up.
Yeah, hey, Drill, normally we be welcoming artists to the Carolinas, man, but you ain't no stranger to the Carolinas. Tell us what you repping.
What I rep Columbus, Georgia, and I rep Rayford, North Carolina.
Okay, man. Well, you definitely doing your thing right now, man. You know, from all of the social networking, you out there in the streets, you on a ton of different projects, man. Tell us where we can find your music at.
Man, really, you can Google me, man. But really, you can get me at on Dat Piff. I got two mixtapes out on there. You just type in Young Drill. The first one is called Back Against the Wall. The second one is called The Come Up. And I'm also been featured over, like, maybe, like, 40 to 50 different mixtapes, man. I'm out here heavy, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man. That's what it do, man. So, you know, as far as becoming an artist, how long have you been, you know, into this music thing?
Well, I can honestly say it started a little bit in middle in high school. I wrote a couple freestyles, and then once I turned about 19, I started freestyling with some friends of mine on a laptop. And ever since then, man, it's been getting it cracking, man.
Yeah, definitely. So what was it? When was it that you were like, man, I got to get serious with this music thing?
I say I've been rapping for about 4 years now, about 2 years ago. I used to be with a group, and different respectable decisions broke up the group, which left me standing by myself. And for me to be real, I got a little man, man, you know what I'm saying? I got to provide for him. So I did what I had to do. 2 years after that, I just had to get myself together, and I just started getting it in, man, meeting a lot of good people along the way also.
And how long ago was that?
What, the grind?
I mean, how long ago was it when you finally stepped out and considered yourself out here?
I've been rapping for about 4 years, but taking it serious about 2 years.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Well, you know, I see you got some real good music going on, man. Tell us about your first mixtape.
My first mixtape is Back Against the Wall. The most I can say about that, man, I was in a dark place in my life, man. I was struggling, you know what I'm saying, eating noodles daily, just trying to get it, man. And I just started to turn all that pain and feeling into music. And it just so happened I made the music that I would ride in a car to listen to. But just so happened the music that I make, a lot of people are gravitating towards it. So, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, it's overwhelming. At the same time, I'm appreciative of all the fans that I have, but it just, I was in a dark place, and I just started putting some things together, and I came out with a mixtape.
Okay. Well, how would you compare that to this new project that you got up?
Which new project? I got a lot of projects coming up. Which one are you talking about?
The newest one that you released.
The Come Up?
Yeah.
Well, that mixtape, it's just pretty much, like I tell you, I've been grinding for about 2 years now. My back was against the wall, and then, you know, I put 1 foot forward, and I just got on my grind. And then I just thought it was appropriate to name the second mixtape title The Come Up, because I came from back against the wall, just looking at the world. So I just felt like I just need to take some steps forward, and now it's The Come Up. And a lot of people are starting to hear about me. So I just take it how it goes, man.
Yeah, well, we haven't played any music from you yet. So to the listeners who have never heard of Young Drill before or heard your music before, how would you describe it to them?
My music is just 100% real, man. That's just who I am, and that's just what I put out through my music. Like I told you, I make music that I would rock to in my car. And a lot of people are starting to gravitate towards my sound because it's just me keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't afraid to tell you. I used to be broke. You know what I'm saying? Eating noodles every day. I ain't ashamed to tell you that. And I'm going to tell you that through the music. And the good thing about my campaign is I'm on the come up. So everybody who gravitates towards my movement right now, they witnessing the growth. And ain't nothing better than that, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So far, being an artist, what has been your favorite aspect of that?
I ain't gonna lie, the grind, man, it'll take everything out of you, man. I would not lie to you about that, man. But the greatest thing is, I think just meeting a lot of good people and then pretty much noticing I got people that listen to my music across the world, man. I don't think there's no better feeling than that, man.
Yeah, most definitely. So where would you say, if you were to estimate, your biggest fan base is currently?
Man, that thing growing by the day, man. But the biggest, I would say, I got in different states, man. But the biggest, I would say, Rayford, North Carolina, man. They hold me down, man. That 910.
Okay. All right. that's what's up, man. Well, you know, it's definitely good to collect a fan base all over the world. See, our music is for people all over the world, listeners all over the world. What is it that you portray through your music?
It ain't really no portraying, man. It's just me keeping it 100, man. The same person you hear through the music is the person that you'll meet right before you, man. That's just me.
Okay. So would you consider yourself more of an artist or a lyricist?
Man, I just put words together, man, and put them on paper, man. But I would say people have named me as an artist. People have named me as a lyricist, but I just keep it real, man. So I would say more lyricist, but I think I can rock any type of crowd, man. At the same time, we're getting better by the day. So who knows, man? I'm trying to be one of the greats in the game.
Yes, sir. And you're definitely going to do that with your grind. You're moving all over the United States with these mixtapes and these great songs. So, you know, without a doubt, that's going to definitely come. So far, being a musician and an artist, what do you feel has been your biggest setback?
Biggest setback? I've had different experiences where I didn't do my proper research and doing business with people who was trying to take advantage of me. And me thinking that it's going to be a good look for me and these people are going to look out for me, but at the end of the day, they didn't, and I ended up losing some money. So that was kind of a setback to me, but at the same time, I'm a grown man. I had to get on my grind. I got a kid to feed, you know what I'm saying? So I had to get it, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You know, it's a shame that out here in this music industry that we are a part of, that there are people that don't play the game how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, it's a disappointment to me, but that's the reason why me personally, man, I'm a 24-hour service, your boy DJ Casper Banks. I believe that the artists that rock with me should receive the same customer service that they receive if you were to go to Walmart, if you were to go to Best Buy, you know what I'm saying, somewhere like that, man, you know, the service that you're supposed to get. So it just kind of disappoints me when I see the artists we'll say hoodwinked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's real life, fam. You know what I'm saying? I took the loss, but that's something I can't discuss with upon the people that listen to me and listen to my music. But you know what I'm saying? With this music game, man, you really take some losses, man. And I don't, like, the people that really know me, they know I don't discuss them. But in this music game, you can really take some losses, but it's all about how you bounce back. And with me, I don't let nothing faze me. So I'm always on the side 24/7. And it ain't going to never stop.
Yeah, man. For sure. I definitely feel that. So what's going on with this track, Money Man?
Money Man. Call it Money Man. It's just really, man, just me just on the grind. And every opportunity that I feel, man, I just feel like it's money. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they call me, Money Man.
Okay. So is that your nickname out there?
A few people call me that, man. I actually shot it in Fayetteville, North Carolina, in Braceford, North Carolina, man. I had a blast out there, man. A lot of people came out and showed support, man. It was a good look out there, man.
So you got a music video for this song?
Yes, sir. It's on YouTube. Type in Young Drill / Money Man. And if you can't find it that way, type it in on Google. Find it that way.
You know what, man? Well, we about to get to that track here shortly, man. You know, so then everybody can see why they call you Money Man.
I bet.
Boy, I had a plan. Yeah, you boy, I run them cool as a like in the slammer, and my swagger just a rude that you ain't thinking, got no manners. Serving it be, call me the waiter. Bets on me, and I'm the motherfucking taker. Mine been gone, life on the edge. Real nigga fresh, you ain't know I play. Never upset with all this rapping. No, it ain't that, I just know what can happen. Niggas gotta sell, or either got the word. Robbing with somebody getting hurt, then it might lead to somebody getting murdered. Next thing you know, that motherfucker on the shirt. You ain't know, yeah, they call me Money Man. Ever since the youngin', yeah, you boy done had a plan. Yeah, you boy hot, but I'm cool as a fan. Been doing me, never do what I can. They call me Money Man. They call me Money Man.
I was just like, man, you really can't dance like that, bro.
So, man, I just kept with it, man, and just stuck with the grind, and just so happened, now I'm rapping. So
yeah.
I never thought this at a young age, but it just happened to be what it is. I'm just rocking with it, man.
So you went from pop-locking to rapping?
Yeah, you can say that, bro. I went all the way pop-lock. I had a little rust on my hinges, but, you know, I made it do what it do, man.
Yeah, yeah. So down your, like when you take a look at your family tree, are there any other musicians that you found so far?
Well, my aunt, she does a little singing here and there. I found out I got some older cousins that do, they're producers, and I got one that's a DJ. Shout out DJ Q, shout out to King, Philip, ULP, ULAP Production, you already know what it is. That's pretty much what it is, man, and I'm still learning as I go, man.
Yes, sir. So as far as, you know, being an artist in the studio and actually marketing your music on a business end, how has that been for you so far, being out here in the industry the way that you are?
It's really nothing to it, man. You know what I'm saying? I can conduct myself in a business way. At the same time, I can conduct myself as an artist. And I know the pain that I feel from day to day, man. I just put that on the pad, man. So that right there ain't going to never change me. That's why I say I just keep it real all the way. What's happening today, I'm still struggling. I'm going to give it to you just like that. If I'm balling today, I'm going to give it to you just like that. If I'm headed to the club trying to get fresh, I'm going to give it to you like that. I'm just doing it. I'm going to keep it real with you all the way.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to never stop.
Yeah, most definitely, man. For everybody that don't know, right now broadcasting live out of the Carolinas, we are rocking with my man Young Drill. There's only one Young Drill. The same way that there's only one Cat Daddy and his Cat Daddy Mars, and there's only one DJ Casper Banks. And, you know, hey, there's only one Young Drill.
Only one.
You know, it's kind of crazy, man. You know, right now we're going through something that a lot of artists complain about. You know, and it's style biting, man. What is your opinion on style biting within the industry?
It's a lot of that going around, man. My biggest thing with that's how I approach my music. I try to stay in my own lane. I don't try to cross over, you know what I'm saying, turn on my signal, trying to get over. I stay in my own lane, and that's what makes people think that I'm so unique. And once I get a lot of people telling me that, that's something you just got to rock with and just keep doing what you do.
Yeah, man. You know, and that's definitely a real thing, man. I feel the same way about that. So we definitely share the same opinion. As far as the Heart Attack track, man, we got a lot of people that's talking about that right now. What would you say about this Heart Attack track, if you were to give a brief description?
It's just pretty much letting the world know and letting people amongst me know where I come from. You know, I rep Columbus, Georgia. That's my first home, and I rep Rayford, North Carolina. That's my second home. I cannot help where I came from, which is Columbus, Georgia, which I would never turn my back. But I met a lot of great people in Rayford, North Carolina. But at the same time, on this track, I'm talking about how I would feel in the first verse in Columbus, Georgia, and in the second verse, just how I feel in Rayford, North Carolina. And I just put both of them together. Then the hook, that just came about. I was just vibing, and that's just what it is, man. Then I put it out. I've been getting a lot of good feedback from it, so I'm just rocking with it, man.
Most definitely, man. Well, we about to get to that joint, you know what I'm saying, and then we'll be right back. And, you know, we'll find out more about my man, Young Drill.
Yes, sir.
It's under the influence.
Yeah, that be the name. Well, first off, I'm
on the paper plane, sitting with my thoughts in C-Town, and everybody know around here it goes down. Some riding dolo and some got a click, and if you riding clean, well, you looking like a lick. Gotta keep the heater, cold hard treater, and niggas got that white girl jungle fever. Lot of niggas wrong, lot of niggas cheating. Yeah, this shit sad, but they do it for a meal. One of the little homies don't know how to feel. Death came for him straight through that windshield. Gotta watch how you move, cause it can be your last. People on the edge just scheming with a mask. I'm a real nigga, yeah, that be the labor. It's a lot on my mind while I'm laying on the table.
Okay, what do we have? Cardiac arrest? Okay, what's his name? Young Drew? Okay, how long has he been out? Okay, what happened? Okay, let's quickly start a resuscitation process. Has he been defibrillated? Okay, good, we got the heart restarted. Let's go ahead and inject him with the cooling saline and put him in a surface cooling machine. It's gonna take time to get him back, but we will get him back.
Young Drill, yeah, that be the name. Well, first off, I'm on the paper plane, laying with my thoughts in Bucktown, and everybody know around here it go down. A lot of people dead, a lot of people gone. Hard to do right when you fucking with the wrong. Ride around the city, cause we them Bucktown niggas. Hit a little dirt, but now we trying to get richer. All about the bread, known for the toaster. And people just dying, man, the more I'm getting older. Little bruh locked up, but coming home soon. It's crazy how when niggas change in that courtroom. Yeah, I had days, nigga with no TV. Thought school was hard shit, but life ain't easy. Always been real, and never do I fake it. Product of my environment, man, I'm just trying to make it.
Okay, let's go ahead and get them through like the cooling machine, so we can get them warmed up. Okay, everything appears to be normal, but this process needs to take some time. Well, he has to get a chance, though. I know he'll make it. I just know. Welcome back, young girl. You had a lot of people worried about you, buddy. Just gonna run a few tests. We're gonna get you out of here. Sounds good?
Young Trill. All right, bango right there.
You are right up. Appreciate that, fam. I want to shout out to Kid on the Beats, man. He's the producer on that fire track, man.
For sure, man. My fault went in here for the interview, man. I'm doing about 10 things at one time, so I had to let my boy DJ Cash Banks go ahead and do it for me.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong this way, man. Stay on that grind. I already know what it is.
You got to stay grinding. If you ain't working, hey, don't come around me.
Hey, that heart attack was so cold. It made me want to do a feature with you, Young Drill, and I ain't even in my rapping mode right now. Welcome back, Young Drill.
especially at the end when the I heard that beat. I'm ready to hop in on one of them beats.
Yeah. Straight up, yeah. Man. Definitely, doing your thing on that right there. So where do you draw such creativity from? Because, I mean, you're definitely not a fake artist, man. You're definitely an artist that really puts care into your craft, man. So before we let you go, man, tell us, what is it that inspires your creativity?
I can honestly say, man, keeping it real, all my creativity got inspired from just pain, man. Me just understanding life and growing through life and knowing you can't cry about certain things. You got to put a Band-Aid on and keep it moving, man. So that's just pretty much how I attack every beat, man. It's just go in and attack and keep it moving, man. That's how it is.
Straight up.
Hey, appreciate you coming on here tonight, man. Come back anytime, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I want to shout out to Ray from North Carolina, man. I want to shout out to Columbus, Georgia, man. I want to shout out to every city and state that's rocking with me because I'm growing by the day, man. I appreciate everybody, man.
For sure.
Hey, and you can definitely expect to be checking my man Young Drill out on some coast-to-coast projects done by your boy DJ Cash for Binks very shortly, as well as...
Oh, yeah, we got a mixtape together, as a matter of fact. Make sure y'all go check that out.
Exactly, man. You know, we definitely grinding. We working to learn more about my man Young Drill. For all Young Drill inquiries, if you didn't get the contact information that he put out a little while ago, you can get at my man Cat Daddy Mars, or you can get at your boy DJ Casper Banks, man. Before you go, man, throw that contact information out there.
Oh, most definitely, man. My website is www.youngdrillofficial.com. You can get at me on Twitter, which is YUNG_DREAL. Get at me on Instagram. I ain't been on there long, so I'm still catching up. But the name is YUNG_DREAL. I'm heavy in these streets, man. I got some shows lined up. So the cities, I got to get that with my management, but the cities I got lined up is Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, New York, and I'm going to be headed back to ATL pretty soon. So be looking out for me because I'm coming to your city, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, most definite, man. Hey, Cat Daddy, we're going to definitely have to get my man Young Drill back, too.
Hey.
He got such a story that we couldn't even get it all out of him and within the time that we were allotted for this.
Hey, fam, I'm going to be here for a while.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, we're going to definitely get you back. Because we got to know more about Young Drill. We'll talk.
Most definitely.
Straight up, man. Well, hey, man, we definitely rocking with you. Salute. Thank you for coming through, man. And you'll be coming back through real soon.
Oh, will do, fam. And I salute that whole movement, man. And I keep doing what y'all do.
Most definitely, man. Thank you very much, man.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. Appreciate it.
All right, fam.
All right.
Well, Cat Daddy, we done it once again, man. We turned up with my man. Pacino Dondada, as well as Young Drill.
Hey, we did it again, all the way around the world.
All the way around the world, man, once again, man. But again, hey, I want to thank you, Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio, for allowing your boy, co-host DJ Casper Bates, to come through, hang out here in the Carolinas with you. As a matter of fact, man, before I go, I definitely got to shout out everybody that's rocking with me around the world, including you, Cat Daddy. I appreciate you for, you know, assisting us in this coast-to-coast mixtape movement. Shout out to Christy Cardell down there in Florida. We definitely appreciate everything that you're doing for the movement. Shout out to all the artists, Music's Most Wanted artists, Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 artists. All of y'all, keep doing y'all's thing. Get at your boy, DJ Casper Banks, 24-hour service, 317-529-1300. 24 hours, for real. 3 a.m, 3 p.m, we are always available. Cat Daddy, salute for an excellent show once again.
Oh, salute. Hey, you can get at me, Cat Daddy Marshall, on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter, or Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com, 336-926-6386. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. You already know what it is. Shouts out to Young Drill and Pacino Dondada. They both on came through and did their thing. You already know what it is. It's your boy checking out.